FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Key mediators from Qatar say progress on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is not progressing as planned. Israeli President Isaac Herzog at the Munich Security Conference reaffirming that Hamas must release hostages.
One has to resolve the issue of the hostages and bring them back home safely and as soon as possible.
Israel's prime minister says he sent a delegation to Cairo for talks last week, but doesn't see a point in sending them again. Vice President Kamala Harris joining Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference. Meanwhile, calling on Congress to provide more aid to Ukraine. Senate has passed an aid package. The House has yet to take it up. Former New York Republican Congressman George Santos now suing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel for allegedly deceiving him into making videos on the Cameo app that he says were used to ridicule him on Kimmel's TV show. Suit also names ABC and the Walt Disney Company. This is ABC News. Authorities in Virginia say a deadly home explosion near Washington, D.C. on Friday, likely propane-related as crews discovered a leaking tank prior to the blast.
Smoldering rubble is all that's left after a massive blast killing a firefighter, injuring at least 12 others in Virginia.
Total devastation. There's a debris field well into the street and into the neighboring homes.
Firefighters arriving at the home after a call about the smell of gas, finding a 500-gallon underground propane tank with a leak on the side.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Former NBA player and Survivor contestant Scott Pollard has received a new heart after a transplant, his wife announcing that on social media Friday. She says the surgery went well and called the heart a perfect fit after doctors had issues finding a heart to fit his 6'11" frame. He needed a transplant after a virus likely triggered a genetic condition that damaged his heart. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 20s with the wind settling down. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, high low 30s. Mostly cloudy into the upper 30s on Monday. On Tuesday, additional warming with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs into the low 40s. It's 14 degrees right now.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and we all know it sure can be a challenging world out there. This is the place to recharge and get your spirit lifted. In this hour, I'll share a roadside sign about a walk down memory lane. We'll play an uplifting power track from Chris Stapleton. Our All-American salute is for a man who did something that surprised everyone in his town. Got a Power Country Unplugged performance for you. Plus, later on in Hour 2, a Power Country backstage pass with John Osborne of the Brothers Osborne, who'll tell us about a spur-of-the-moment thing he did on a rare day off. Well, let's get it all going right here with Keith Urban.
I want to love somebody like you. for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do.
Painter. Coming up next, I'll share a roadside sign about a special place we all visit once in a while, plus a power track you won't want to miss from Chris Stapleton. You're traveling through Power Country with yours truly, Rich Miller.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, your Power Country tour guide, and it's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, I walk down memory lane because I know that I'll run into you there. Now here's the group Old Dominion with more on that.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
Zimmerman with Fall in Love. Great to have you here with us in Power Country. It's time right now for our featured Power Track album track. You know, each and every week we're keeping our ears open, listening for outstanding songs from the albums of today's top country stars. And this week, we found a great track from Chris Stapleton we know you're going to enjoy. It comes from his album titled Higher. It's a song about being there for someone you care about, no matter what. Now, here's Chris Stapleton with Weight of Your World.
I want you to know wherever your road wants to go. I'll never be far. I'll always be right where you are. If you lose your way, if you hold. I'll be the light that
Chris Stapleton singing Weight of Your World. That's from his Higher album. We've got more great music on the way from Luke Bryan, Gabby Barrett, Scotty McCreary, plus our weekly All-American Salute. I'm Rich Miller, and this is Power Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clouds early on, then sunshine with highs near the 30-degree mark, blustery northwest winds up around 20 and 25. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies and lower teens. On your Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s. It's 15 at our studios.
A great big helping of Straight Up Music and Encouragement featuring country's biggest stars is always served up right here in Power Country every week. I'm your cook and bottle washer, Rich Miller, and we're about to serve up some more great music right now with Luke Bryan. Country on.
Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on.
It's time now for another All-American Salute. Ever think you know somebody pretty well, only to find out something about them later that completely surprises you? Well, in the small New Hampshire town of Hinsdale, there lived a man named Jeffrey Holt, who had worked at a mobile home park as a caretaker in the town and passed away recently at the age of 82. He was described as a quiet man who once worked as a driver's ed teacher in the local school. But ironically, he didn't even own a car. He rode a bicycle and often used a riding lawnmower for transportation. He wore old clothes and lived alone in a small mobile home. When he passed away, he left a donation to the town of Hinsdale, New Hampshire.
to support education, health, recreation, and culture. The amount of money Jeffrey Holt donated, however, was a very big surprise to everyone. It was nearly $4 million. No one realized Mr. Holt, a man who wore old clothes and lived an extremely simple and humble life, was actually a very wealthy man. The town of Hinsdale said the money is a tremendous gift, and they'll use it carefully and frugally as Mr. Holt lived. This week, we salute Jeffrey Holt for his amazing surprise gift to his community.
Positive country music is always playing in Power Country.
He's a phone call.
drinking, what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere.
Morgan Wallen, Thinking About Me. Just ahead, we'll hear from Luke Combs, along with another one-of-a-kind acoustic performance from one of your favorite country stars in our Power Country Unplugged segment. Only here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller. Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country. Right now, we've got more straight-up music and encouragement for you from Luke Combs.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple weeks. South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are.
singing Where the Wild Things Are. It's time now for Power Country Unplugged. We feature acoustic versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. And this week, we've got a special Power Country Unplugged version of the song We Got History from Mitchell Tenpenny.
We don't have each other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64. But nobody knew you better at 25. Well, I'd be lying if I said that you don't wind up in my head. We don't dream about tomorrow like before. All we have is looking back, and that's alright. 'Cause we got
Country with Rich Miller.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam. These handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know under that live oak my favorite dog is buried.
meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clouds early on, then sunshine with highs near the 30-degree mark. Blustery northwest winds up around 20 and 25. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies and lower teens. On your Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s. It's 15 at our studios.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Vice President Kamala Harris standing alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference Saturday, both calling for Congress to provide more support to Ukraine. The House has not taken up a Senate-passed aid package. Separate funerals in Georgia Saturday for the two service members killed in a drone attack in Jordan last month. Services held for Sergeants Kennedy Sanders and Brianna Moffitt. At Moffitt's funeral, her mother, Regina.
Only if my lips could say, I love you once more. I know my soul would never be healed like it should.
A third service member killed was buried last Tuesday. Authorities in Virginia say a deadly home explosion Friday, likely propane-related, after crews discovered a leaking tank just before the blast that killed one firefighter. Former Congressman George Santos suing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, accusing him of deceiving him into making videos on the Cameo app in order to ridicule him. This is ABC News. The next Republican primary contest is South Carolina. Former President Trump looking ahead to Michigan, though. ABC's Alex Prochet is there, where he spoke with the voters about the $355 million civil fraud verdict against Trump handed down in a New York court on Friday.
Former President Trump traveling to Michigan, where early voting starts today. The court case is on the minds of many here.
Overall, do you think it's a net positive?
I'm not sure, but I think overall, it hasn't hurt him.
Trump vowing to appeal after a New York judge found him liable for fraud and ordered him to pay more than $350 million in penalties.
His rival Nikki Haley campaigning in her home state of South Carolina, looking to keep her campaign alive. Members of the Kansas City community gathering Saturday afternoon calling for a future free from gun violence, they say, after authorities announced two juveniles have been charged stemming from the shooting during the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one person and injured nearly two dozen others. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clouds early on, then sunshine with highs near the 30-degree mark. Blustery northwest winds up around 20 and 25. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies and lower teens. On your Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s. It's 15 at our studios.
This is Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we've got a big hour of straight-up music and encouragement headed your way. And that includes music from Lainey Wilson, Dustin Lynch, Lady A, Chris Jansen, and many more. Our Recharge segment features a thoughtful Toby Keith hit. I'll share my weekly power thought. We'll also time jump back for a Vince Gill classic. Plus, get you a Power Country backstage pass with John Osborne of the Brothers Osborne. We'll be filling us in on a spur-of-the-moment idea he had while enjoying a rare day off. Let's kick off the hour with Riley Green featuring Luke Combs. Different round here.
Stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care.
you can believe in. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.